Author Candace Taylor has been driving all summer documenting Green Book sites and thinking about how Black Americans can have safe passage while traveling across the U.S. in 2021. The Green Book was a travel guide printed from 1937 to 1967, intended to help Black Americans find safe places to stay, shop, and eat while on the road. Taylor's latest book is called Overground Railroad, The Green Book and the Roots of Black Travel in America, and she joins us now from Los Angeles. And Candace, while the Green Book was intended to guide Black Americans to safe spaces, the other side of that is to avoid unsafe spaces. There's been a lot of new attention on cities that are sometimes called sundown towns. They were a big feature of the HBO series Lovecraft Country, but we've also seen headlines. There was a headline in BuzzFeed just last month. Sundown towns are still a problem for Black drivers. Sundown towns are mostly white towns or neighborhoods, oftentimes created intentionally through systems that kept out ethnic minorities, but they were essentially places where it was not safe for Black tourists or visitors to be there, especially after dark. Have you gone to any of these so-called sundown towns?
Yes, I have been visiting sundown towns along my travels, and I have to say, you know, there were thousands of these sundown communities, and most of them were predominant in the Midwest, in the West, and in the North. So, you know, most people assume that it was South that was a problem, but that really wasn't the case when it came to these sundown towns, because as you said, it, you know, after 6 p.m., if you were Black, you were at risk of, at minimum, harassment, at worst, death. So it was a very difficult and challenging thing, especially during the Green Book. The second wave of the Great Migration was underway, and there were about 1.5 million Black people fleeing Southern racial terror in the South, and they were heading north. And the construct of the sundown town was really a way that the North and the West patrolled and monitored race without having the dirty signs of saying colored only or whites only. So it was really the North's way of doing essentially the same thing in almost a covert operation, because there would just be one sign at the county line saying, inward, don't let the sun set on you here. So it was a very interesting process, for especially for people who were traveling, because there was no way they would know, and there was no map of sundown towns. Really, it's James Loewen's research, he wrote the book Sundown Towns, that has given all of us today a framework into understanding this past. Now, even people who lived in sundown towns, Black residents, whether they were domestics or people who were working in the town, there would be a bell that would ring in some of these towns that would alert them to go home, to
cross the
border to go home, yes. So, and some of these bells actually are still, there's one that's still in operation. It was even for Native Americans and for Asian Americans. It was the same theory that they could only be in the county limits before dark.
I should mention, you talked about James Loewen, the sociologist. Many people may know him from the book Lies My Teacher Told Me, but he just passed away the 19th.
Yes.
Within just a few years ago, the NAACP made headlines by issuing a travel advisory for an entire state. That was the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of discussion, especially James Loewen kept a database of towns that were considered to be sundown towns. So there's a lot of discussion and warnings from some who say this is not ancient history, that there are places where it is not fully safe for a Black American to travel alone or, you know, linger for too long in because of possible mm-hmm. harassment and even in violence. What do you make of those warnings? I mean, I just have to wonder if you always feel safe when you're traveling.
Well, you know, I think the issue with sundown towns, it's becoming more popular. People are learning more about them today, and rightfully so. You know, they're discussing this history that's been forgotten or overlooked. But I have to say that most, quote unquote, sundown towns are just like any other towns in America. I have been to a couple that still seem to hold on to their racist heritage, and they have a large number of white supremacist groups. You know, Harrison, Arkansas, for instance, is one. They have a lot of Confederate flags and big scary signs. But largely, the majority of these places are, you know, they'll have either mayors of color or they have moved on. And they are just like almost any other town I'm in. So I'd have to say that regardless of where you are in this country, the same policies and social forces, whether it's mass incarceration or, like you said, this report that was released by the NAACP that was really inspired by Obama to study Ferguson. That's where that Missouri report came to being, is they were really trying to figure out, and Ferguson, by the way, was formerly a sundown town. So after the shooting of
Michael Brown,
much lynching of Michael Brown, we were studying this. So out of that came a warning. But I'd have to say you could apply that warning to almost any state. And really the major social forces and racist policies that are baked in the DNA of a lot of our institutions are prevalent regardless of whether or not you're in a sundown town. So I take the same precautions anywhere I go.
Let me parse through what you're saying to make sure I understand. It sounds like what you're saying is that the United States isn't a completely safe for Black Americans, period, and not to take comfort in the fact that the town you're visiting is not a sundown town or didn't used to be one.
Yes. I mean, because a lot of those places where I see Confederate flags don't happen to be sundown towns, right? So
yeah.
It's, I think that's really the, and I guess what concerns me about us just looking at sundown towns as kind of the boogeyman or like this, that has this troubled history. Well, I think the whole country has a troubled history. And you can see, you can find that parts of our past that come back to haunt us as a society is a worthwhile investigation. But at the same time, I don't want it to be conflated with the reality of there are serious policies that are very prevalent in progressive cities and states that are equally destructive and debilitating to the growth and fairness and equality of Black people, of Black Americans. So I think we have, bigger issues right now than to just focus on these sundown towns. I think we can learn a lot from how blatant, our racism was in the landscape. And the fact that, with James Loewen, he discovered that a lot of these towns actually burned the signs, or there's no official record that these sundown towns existed, which I think is interesting, how we continue to kind of erase the dirty parts of our history that we don't want to remember. So I'm glad you're doing a program like this to even just alert people that these things existed. But my interest today in terms of how they operate and what these towns are like today, I've been working on a project. I did a digital interactive map with National Geographic, and I was looking at some of these sundown towns that have reported on the census a small uptick in brown and Black people on their census. They're still mostly about 90% white, but say there's an extra 5% of folks that are Black and brown. But if you look closer in some of these towns, you'll see that the Black and brown people are actually in their jails and prisons, mostly private prisons.
Yeah.
So they're not residents of the community. And that, to me, it's kind of almost a prison gerrymandering that is happening. And that's what I'm really fascinated with, because that, to me, is, again, more covert operations that are very difficult to fight. It's very difficult to understand because it's so hidden and covert that most people either miss it altogether or we don't know how to fight it. And the advantage of these towns having this, having Black and brown folks in their prisons, they get more legislative power. There's advantages to this. And that is what I'm tracking in relationship to sundown towns today, is how are these places and institutions and governments within these sundown towns, how are they operating? And do they still have, pretty blatant racist undertones that seem to fall below the radar? So that is a work that I'm interested in doing now.
Candace Taylor is the author of Overground Railroad, The Green Book and the Roots of Black Travel in America. She's currently driving around the country documenting Green Book sites. Candace, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you.